Hi, it's Alison from Sanctuary. I'm reflecting on the uses and abuses of salt, drawing from a passage in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Some of my mother's health kicks were worse than others. I could cope with brown bread and more lentils and less cordial, and we'd never been allowed lollies or chips or soft drink. But when she decided to eliminate salt, meals became unbearably bland. Flavours no longer melded together, but jostled up against each other, and everything lost its savour. "You'll get used to it," she'd say. "You just need to retrain your taste buds." Well, I never did. And when I turned 15, I took over the cooking, and straight away I began sneaking in the salt. I'd sprinkle a little on the onions, and they'd sauté ever so gently in the olive oil. I'd throw some in the pasta water and the spaghetti would be perfectly cooked. I put in a pinch to dissolve in vinegar and the salad dressing would be zingy. Salad. It comes from the Roman for sale, or salt. In our wealthy country, it's easy to take salt for granted. But salt is precious. We all need salt, not just to savour, but to survive. Without it, we die. It's so necessary that in Jesus' time, special roads were built to transport it safely all over the Roman Empire. These salt roads were guarded by Roman soldiers who were paid their salary in sale, salt. They were worth their salt. And if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, then all of us are precious. Salt is used to make things tasty. It also preserves food. In Jesus' time, there was no canning and no refrigeration, so meat and veg were packed in salt to keep them from spoiling. And if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, then we must be willing to preserve and protect the nourishing and the good. Salt is also a disinfectant and a wound cleaner. In Jesus' time, people used it to staunch bleeding and to treat skin diseases. And even now, people use a salt gargle to clear out a blocked sinus or to soothe a sore throat. So if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, then we must be willing to go into painful and infected places in the world and in ourselves with the healing rinse of the gospel. In Jesus' time, salt was used by pagans to ward off evil spirits. This is why some people even now throw salt over their shoulder if they spill it on the dinner table. And if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, then we must be willing to protect people from evil and from the voice of accusation, praying always in the name of Christ. Salt was also used by Jewish people in temple offerings. All meat was salted before being offered to God. Salt made it into a sign of the relationship between God and God's people. To eat salt with someone meant pledging loyalty, fidelity, commitment. And if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, we must be willing to offer faithfulness to a faithless people, forgiveness where there is offence, peace where there is discord, and community where things are falling apart. Salt is so powerful. And if we are salt, and Jesus says we are, we must be mindful of this power. We must work humbly and in the spirit of the Beatitudes, because too much salt in the wrong place can poison, damage, dry out, embitter, and even kill. My friend Kay lives in Maple Country in Maine. When the roads are covered in snow and ice, the council sprinkles rock salt on the road. The salt dissolves the ice and snow and makes it safe to drive. Some years ago now, they moved to a new and cheaper option. They moved from rock salt to liquid salt. And the liquid salt ran off the roads and straight into the soil. And the maple trees lining the roads all died. It is a great tragedy that in many people's eyes, the wider church has become like this. For whether out of arrogance and power or ignorance and defensiveness, the church has become toxic to many. It has closed ranks, issued judgments, exacerbated wounds. It has desiccated souls. It has ruined fertile soil and tried at all costs to preserve itself. People need love and acceptance, and the church has spat judgment and rejection. People need protection from evil. The church has offered safe haven to predators and ordered victims to forgive. People need economic justice. The church has been obsessed with reproductive morality and turned its back on the poor. People need hope in this life now. And the church has hyper-spiritualized faith and done little to avert climate catastrophe. It has forgotten that salt is given not to increase hostility nor to cause rupture, but to bind people together in peace and love. It's forgotten that salt is given not to further dry out parched and thirsty souls, but to lead people to the waters of life. It has forgotten that salt is given not to be rubbed in the wounds of the suffering, but to clean up infection and bring forth healing. It's forgotten that salt is given not to preserve its own life, but to preserve the life of others and the life of the world. It's forgotten that salt is useful only when it's sprinkled around. Jesus warns against salt, which has lost its saltiness. At least, that's the usual translation. But it doesn't really make sense. Salt can't lose its saltiness. Being salty is exactly what salt is. The word translated as losing saltiness is moreno. In other places in the Bible, moreno is translated as becoming foolish. And as you might be able to hear, it's related to the word for moron. So Jesus is saying, don't be foolish. Don't be low-grade salt. Don't be salt which has been adulterated. Don't be contaminated by greed or selfishness or shame or the lust for power or the drive to control. Don't clump together in comfortable cliques or defensively self-righteous circles. Don't judge. Don't condemn. And don't lord it over people. These ways are not the ways of the gospel. So don't do these things. Don't be a moron. Instead, keep your focus on the Beatitudes and stay pure. Practice that humble and self-sacrificial love which fulfills the law. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Venture into the darkest places both within you and companioning others. And show compassion. Let Christ's light shine in the darkness. Take part in God's work of creativity and transformation. Dole out blessings with a generous hand. Be sharp. Be real. Be authentic. Bring out the best in other people and bring diverse people together in love. For if we are given for the life of the world, and Jesus says we are, then we must enhance, heal, soften, and sustain that life. We must ward off evil and preserve what is good and build loving connections with strangers. So don't be a moron. Be salty and be ready to be sprinkled around. You are the salt of the earth, so go and give savour to everything you do. You are the light of the world, so go and let God's love and justice shine bright in your lives. And may God's word always be a lantern to your feet. In the name of Christ. Amen. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website. That's sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters. If you'd like to support the work of this little church, you can make a donation via PayPal, and you can find the details for this on the website. Thanks for listening, and God be with you.